This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you're looking to sell your home or to refinance, your best friend ought to be the appraiser because they are kind of the decider on how much your house is worth. But how they get to that number involves a lot of discretion and experience, judgment also, and sometimes bias. Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Jillian White. I am based in New York City. I am the CEO and founder of Appraisal Insights, which is an educational company geared towards teaching non-appraisers on appraisal practices and principles with a heavy emphasis on appraisal bias. Even though I had been living with these biases and discrepancies, I didn't actually pay attention to it on a macro scale until the New York Times article came out in August of 2020. And so it was about a biracial couple who got two very different valuations after they whitewashed their home and only left evidence of the white husband in the home. And it was with that article I started thinking about my own experiences. I was a listing agent for my parents when they were planning on selling their home. I suggested to them that we whitewash because I really wanted to make sure to give my parents' home the best shot of selling within a normal marketing time and also selling at the highest price. And at the time, there was zero pushback because our expectation kind of as a family was that these workarounds were normal. I remember coming across one photograph in particular, and it was of my baby brother's kindergarten graduation photograph. And when I got to that photo and I went to put it into a box, I got this lump in my throat and my eyes filled up with tears because at that moment I was like, what would I say to him if he were to catch me erasing all evidence of his existence from his home? And, I wasn't prepared to have that conversation with him. I thought he was too young and for me to be explicit and say, if people know that you live here, I don't think they're going to want to live here. And so it's extremely emotionally taxing. But again, with that rise of emotion, I just reminded myself I had a job to do and that there was an economic benefit to doing this. So I packed his picture away. I packed the emotions away and I did not revisit them until that New York Times article in 2020. Would I whitewash again? My parents are adamant that they would not do it. I can't answer that question at this point in time, but I think there is a very clear financial incentive to do so. And I think it's a travesty that Black and brown families are put in this position where they either have to choose between their dignity or a financial benefit.
Jillian White, the CEO and founder of Appraisal Insights. She's in New York City. You know, this economy and this series do not work without you. So if you've got a story to tell, tell it to us at marketplace.org. And while I've got you, even as we speak, David Brancaccio and the crew on the Marketplace Morning Report are lining up the news of the day for tomorrow. Check it out.